when your offensive line coach is a Hall of Fame offensive guard, chances are you're going to run the football. But I think Dinger's going to bring in a mix, and we're going to get the ball down the field. I think VY's done a great job of picking up on the things that Heimerdinger wants to do. You know, a big question mark coming into the spring was our wide receivers, and I think that core of guys came in and stepped up, and some guys kind of, you know, put themselves on top of the pack this offseason. And again, we're going to need some more improvement throughout training camp, but I think we'll be fine.
How much stretch will we see as opposed to maybe last year? I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, the games, you know, the way the games always go dictate how much you stretch the field and stuff like that, but I think we're comfortable with the guys that we got, that we have that capability.
Thanks. How do you feel about
charging
the batteries and staying kind of mentally prepared?
You know, it's kind of a fine line. You know, you go home, you want to veg out and do nothing, but you know that you got to stay in shape. You got to be used to the heat when you come in, things like that. So, you know, we might not work out as hard, but we definitely stay in shape and spend time out in the heat and things like that and stay conditioned, because you can't come into training camp anymore and try to get in shape. You got to be in top physical shape when you get here. And all the work that we put into it over the last 14 weeks, it would be a shame for us to just let that all go over the next 4 weeks. And I don't think the guys in the locker room will let that happen.
Can you get a vibe for how this team feels going into the season, going into camp?
And I think this team feels pretty confident about who we are and what we're capable of doing, but yet you got to go out and prove it. And that'll start July 25th.
You've gone through a lot of names where you go through the, you know, I guess what used to be mini camp, now they're calling it OTA. You get a little time off, you go to the training camp. You've been through a lot, you know, and kind of on the tail end of that question there, you know, what do you see from this team that you can look back at some of the teams that maybe were the better ones and what those qualities were heading in?
You know, the thing is every team is different. Every year is different. The locker room's changed. We've got a bunch of new guys in here. So to compare it from last year's team or to any team that I played with in the past does this locker room and this team an injustice. And I think that the guys came in here and proved themselves. So we had a bunch of question marks on the offensive line, on the, you know, the receiver core, the defensive line, but all those guys stepped up. They worked hard, and they put themselves in position to have a chance to have success during training camp. And that's the biggest thing, knowing guys are willing to work hard, willing to do what it takes, and come into camp in shape and show their commitment in this off time. And I think our guys will do that.